cool days. Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, this weekend at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:15. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined this evening by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Tim Fields with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and David Acquisitions. All right, I believe we're going to have a little Desperados talk coming up here in just a bit. Right now, though, it's time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. And let's see what we got on the old Texas Tickets grapevine here this week. I know we got Kid Rock for sure.
Yeah, Kid Rock or Thursday.
Yeah,
in Fort Warren.
This Thursday. Also, Linkin Park a week from tonight at the AAC. That's February 23rd. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for those and any and all other concerts, games, sporting events, what have you. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's very, very eager to contribute to the presentation today. Cobra! Hello, Cobra.
Hello, fellas.
What you been doing today?
Just enjoying this hardcore baseball show. I have. I've enjoyed this whole weekend and the mess that it's caused. But...
What do you have for us? We must turn our attention to other matters now.
How much money do you think that Great White has raised for the victims of the Rhode Island Club fire? Which, by the way, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary. It's 4 days away where that tragic fire killed 100 people.
Now, I would say thousands, not tens of thousands.
Okay, here's the deal. After expenses, they're donating everything to, to the victims' fund. Or funds, plural.
I will say $1 million.
Danny, would you like to have a legitimate guess?
They will issue a check for $76.54.
$100.
So far, they have raised more than $70,000 for the families.
That surprises me.
That's pretty damn good for
them.
That's
not bad. That surprises me.
And this is what Jack Russell, who is Great White, has to say.
He's a terrier.
What?
I didn't say that.
What?
I didn't say that.
He says, that's a pretty fair chunk of change for a band of our stature. That's 41 shows and clubs, traveling in vans and staying in horrible motels. That part has been a good experience, and the fans have been great.
Let's see. I have a lot
of respect for rock fans who have been coming out and supporting the fund.
What's worse, Jack? Driving around in a van with five other guys, staying in crappy hotels, or, oh, let me think, burning to death.
Well, I'm not sure he's saying that one is better than the other.
No, it sounds like he's complaining about the fact that they have to stay in crappy motels to raise this money. It's like, hey, look at me, pat me on the back. That's pretty good. We did
pretty
good.
Could be roofing, pal. Exactly.
That guy needs to go away.
You think that they're... Remember we read their rider on the air, what they demanded, like, you know, eight large pizzas and...
And cigarettes.
Half chickens and, you know, just random stuff like that. And you think they've dropped it down to, like, smeat and Vienna sausages?
Maybe a Totino's frozen pizza?
Smeat is fake meat.
It's like Spam, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's smeat.
I thought it was treat.
That you get out of a tin. I don't know. Maybe treat.
Some smoking Joe would eat.
Yeah, it costs like a nickel for, you know...
A case.
14 pounds of it.
There's nothing wrong with Vienna sausage.
Tell me you don't eat that. I need to hear it. That you don't eat that.
Like right out of the can.
If we're going to be friends.
Thank you, my friend.
I can't have any friend of mine eating Vienna sausages.
No, I hate it, really.
How about you?
Not at all.
Because before I was educated on what food was and what was in foods, I used to eat that crap.
My mom used to feed us Spam.
I know. I mean, my dad, there was always tins of Vienna sausages in our pantry.
My dad still eats it. My dad loves those.
It might be the number one dad snack.
Tiny.
Thank you, my friend.
Over sardines?
Yeah.
Those itty-bitty wieners that were compressed into little pink rockets. The crap is put into those. I never even read the label.
Beef tongue.
Maybe we'll get some up here tomorrow and read the label.
Pig parts.
Have Vienna sausage talk.
Russell says, I lost three really close friends and 97 other people. If I didn't know them by name, I knew their faces. They were part of my family. My life has been changed forever.
Hey, if they've raised 70 grand, that's pretty good. They should be commended.
God, man, I can't believe they've made 70 grand after expenses. Or I wonder if that's donations that they take, like, at the door.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it is. Good for them. It's good for them. The number one film in America is 51st Dates, and it is by a mile. It made $41 million this weekend.
That Adam Sandler, he's just a money-making machine.
If he makes a movie and it's PG-13 so the kids can go see it, it will make millions.
And it co-stars Rob Schneider.
Of course.
Who is playing the hot chick in the film. By the way, Grego, I know you like records, and it is the best ever opening over a President's Day weekend.
That is so wrong.
What has happened to Miracle? It made $14 million. I thought this movie would make a fortune. I saw it this weekend.
Not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is not that big of a deal.
I saw it this weekend, and it's really good. It's a fun movie to watch. Do you have no interest in it?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Is it a kids movie?
Yeah, it's a Disney movie. But, I mean, there's a lot of hardcore hockey going on, and it's basically the story of Herb Brooks.
Yeah.
From the time he took the job till, you know, the time the game was over with. The Russian game.
I don't know. I might be somewhat interested in it. It might be a good rental.
You know what? If you saw that game, did you watch that? You didn't even watch that game, though,
No, did not.
You know that we won?
I'd heard something about that.
Okay, all right.
Something to that effect.
But if you watch that game, and you were intrigued by it anyway, then you have to go see that movie. You have to. By the way, Barbershop 2, back in business, made $16 million.
Is that more or less than Miracle?
Sports.
More.
Okay.
Miracle made $14 million. So the black man wins again.
Sports.
You think there's a lot of black guys going to see Miracle?
I doubt it very seriously.
I saw zero black people in the theater I was at. Of course, it's a whites-only theater.
Oh, did you go to Highland Park?
No, we went to Glen Lakes. That's a mixed bag there.
Definitely. That's a good cross-section of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
This is Glen Lakes.
Michael Jackson's judge says he wants the trial to take place this year.
Yes.
He wants everybody to be ready to go by December.
He's black.
So we'll have Kobe in the summer, right?
Is that when that's going to start?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then Trial of the Century 2. We'll take
that ain't
place.
Starting during the season, you know that.
I don't allow that.
We'll take place in December. So we have that to look forward to and to comment on whenever it takes place. The British Academy Awards were held this weekend. The BAFTAs. And Lord of the Rings won everything.
Good story. Is that any kind of indicator as to how the real Academy Awards might go?
No. Actually, yes, Corby. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Last year.
Hear that again?
No.
No.
What could have possibly been going on to cause you to emit such a thing?
I don't know. Someone asked a dumb question. I was like, no. No.
All right,
Blake,
there's a very small chuckle, and then the voice breaks.
No, the voice doesn't break.
A little bit.
And then the protracted little tail on the front syllable, or the front part of the first letter.
No.
No.
Screw you all.
Hey.
I'm getting ready to take the Grego stance that you're picking on a retarded kid. I don't know how to speak properly, okay?
Keep it coming, Snake.
I don't know how to do it.
We'll protect you.
Bill Murray won Best Actor, beating out Sean Penn.
For Stripes?
That's a funny line. You got to give it to him. Funny line.
Why did you line.
You didn't think it was funny?
No.
That was a funny line.
No.
I knew you'd come around.
I think now he finally got it.
No, for Lost in Translation, Danny.
I still haven't seen
God,
that.
God, what is wrong with you people?
I had a buddy of mine watch that, and he said it wasn't that great.
Well, don't.
You know it's already out on video. No, my buddy knows.
DVD. Right. No, your buddy doesn't
you
know.
See that?
You know
that?
Yes.
It went straight to DVD.
Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it.
He's seen it like three times.
I haven't seen it three times.
That's what you said.
I heard not that great, buddy. Heard kind of boring.
No. Don't listen to Rafe.
Not right.
No. He doesn't know all when it comes to film. You got to go see this, man. If you like Bill Murray at all, you got to see it. He is fun. Yeah. We talked about Diana Ross and how she was treated in prison, and she spent 2 days there. She was treated a little bit special. She was allowed to drop in and out of jail whenever she pleased.
Like Otis the Drunk.
Yes. Spend a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
God.
They hired an extra guard, a female guard, to watch over her and to go fetch her food whenever she wanted it.
That's she not had being all, in jail.
She had all her meals planned, and the guards would go get it whenever she wanted it.
That's not being in jail. That's just being in a real bad hotel, kind of like we were in Houston.
Right, but people are feeding you at all times.
You didn't have that? I had that. I sent Groobs out many times to get me food.
No, you did not.
Groobs!
And M&M's ex.
Where's Groobs been? Norm's been off. So Groobs just doesn't show up for nothing?
No.
And he's got nothing to do?
I've got a list.
Without Norm?
I have a list of things that young Groobs could do.
He goes to Norm's house every day. Do we still have that full Groobs slurring of when Norm was all doped up in the hospital?
Groobs. Norm said he played golf while he was in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Played nine holes.
Yeah, he replaced his spine, too, while he was over there. He can barely make it to the station. But he can make it, no problem, 65 hours plane flight away, basically.
Was he here today?
No. At his house.
Well, he's got the technology now at his house. Why should he come in?
Hey, I don't blame him. If they would set up something at my house, I'd stay there.
I'm going to try to get that deal for me.
Just sit on my beanbag.
Ridiculous traffic on 30 anymore.
Do we have that, Psycho? Oh, okay. Anyway, Kim Mathers, M&M's ex, was sentenced to 30 days in jail because she tested positive for cocaine, which is a violation of her probation.
Wonder if she's going to get the Diana Ross treatment. Come and go as you please.
I don't think so. Although she's rich. There is no question about it. She is rich.
Didn't he think about buying Neverland?
M&M? Did you read that somewhere?
Yeah.
National Enquirer?
I don't think so. I think it
was morning news yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, that he's thinking about buying it?
Neverland. Yeah. M&M.
Says he's tired of Detroit. Tired of the winters in Detroit.
I don't blame him for that. Why would anyone who's rich stay in Detroit? Unless they absolutely had to.
What else? Got Canada right across the river.
Yeah, that's true. That's it, Michael. We're late.
All right, very good. That's E! News.
Take
Coming
care.
Up next, we watch out for those desperados here on the ticket.